Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Voilà. On va te couper. Okay.
Oh, you get it.
No, I don't think so. It's actually 19th. Yeah. And you have to adjust the length.
So we will wait for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yours is ready.
I think I can put any reading you want, actually.
Yeah, but the mic should not.
It's not a directional mic anyway.
Yes. Well, I will try to get my presentation all right.
Hi guys, sorry, Mike.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Hey.
One question, Ari.
Yes. You know? Yes, right.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay.
Don't interfere on the screen here.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. Amazing. It's working.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, can clip it. Good morning, everyone. Welcome at the kickoff meeting of our latest project. I hope you all have been updated about it.
Yeah.
Good. So we will try to structure this meeting with an agenda as presented here. After the opening, we will get acquainted to each other. See what our roles are in this project. So we have been provided with some technical tools to communicate and to, well, learn from each other's plans, I can say. So we will also try to get acquainted to these tools. So they're also new to me. I don't know whether you've worked with them before. Then we will come to the actual project plan. You all know, I hope so, it's about the new remote control we are going to go to design. Then we will discuss, well, how it should be, and what our new project should look like. And, well, then after from 25 minutes.
I hope we can do this material.
So, basically, this is about a new remote control. When you design a new product, you of course want it to be original. We want to be distinguished. People want to, when they look at shelf, want to think, well, that's the product that I need. So it needs to be trendy. I mean, trendy is what people want, so then they will buy our product. But then, it also should work user-friendly, and otherwise people, it will not be be rated very well in consumer articles and like that. So the general outline of the new project will be first go through a functional design phase. You all get certain tasks in this phase, and then we will meet again and discuss this functional design. And the same holds for the two phases after this, the conceptual design, and after that a more detailed design in which the final project should get shape. Alright, but first we will do some tool training. In all in front of you, you see the notebooks and notebooks, and we have here a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it should work. I've read it from my from some colleague that it should work with some kind of toolbar. I didn't find out yet how it worked, but maybe one of you did. So.
And the documents in the shared folder.
Yes. Do you have to say something about that? I'm not fully updated about this shared folder.
Yeah, I guess we'll have a shared folder with documents that we can share.
Yes, well, we will then find out how it works.
Yes.
Well, this seems to me as some computer program, but I didn't find it yet. So we'll come to that later. So now we will try out the whiteboard we have here. So I would suggest
each of us.
Well, yes, we do try to draw on it, and then, well, it should be smart some way. I'm not really sure how this works, but
okay. Shall I start?
Yeah.
I
think for us it's just like a normal whiteboard, but they'll be recording
so
what we write down.
Now they will record through that, there's a sensor, then it is going to record the strokes.
But for us it's just like a normal whiteboard.
Okay.
Actually, I think I can go with the
work. Maybe some maybe Anna, maybe you can start, then she can maybe find out the score, right? So why don't you draw your favorite animal on the whiteboard?
My favorite animal. That's a little tiny
thing. Oh, I see across, we will try to guess what it is.
I'm a very bad drawer. You're not going to be able to guess from my drawing. I'm a bad drawer. Yeah, by the way.
No?
Closer. Yeah, it's like a pet animal. Like a cat.
Yeah. It's like a cat, so I guess it's a cat.
No, not a cat though.
Don't want to cut it off. And this wire, no? We need a wireless. Okay. You know? Especially you should match pocket, you should take it like that.
So, that's the cat.
It's not a cat, it's a dog.
It's a dog?
Yes.
So good, that's also kind of cat.
The dog doesn't have a tail?
It's got a tail
then.
Dog,
yeah.
Dog
predator. True, yeah.
Okay.
That's
all.
The dogs have
a tail.
So,
thank you.
And guess cats don't have a tail.
Yeah, I think we go without it. Mike?
Okay.
It is still not extend, right? It's not up to that.
So, what favorite characteristics? Dogs are always friendly and loyal
okay,
and fun.
So.
You're the designer and I'm marketing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, very good.
So, there's with different colors?
Both.
With different pen widths. Oh, but electronic whiteboard. Isn't there a pen whiteboard? So now it's a zebra.
A blue and black zebra.
Yeah.
Very rare blue zebras.
Voila.
Yes.
I have to get rid of my wireless.
Don't talk about that.
Huh?
Don't need to talk about that.
You got a lot of room here, probably.
Oh, no, it's not for that.
Huh?
No.
I hope you have some space in your divorce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I want for that dog. We have already taken the cat.
I took a dog.
Do they want to drink? No.
A mouse?
No.
Looks like a cat who has been driven over.
A cat, you know, it's lying on its back.
Okay.
And we should sum up its favorite characteristics, right?
Yeah, some characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
It has.
Yes,
we must. So.
Definitely a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a cat.
And they like to sleep, that's why you said you know, they are like this.
Oh, well. It is just taking a rest, you know.
It's quite a relaxed situation.
Yeah, quite a relaxed way to
yes.
Take a rest. You know, it puts its leg up. Like, you know. It may be a good exercise for it, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I should go like that, because it should be a poking like that.
So you have small legs.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of that, yeah.
Thank you, Matthew.
A very big rat, or a very small
rat. A rat, okay.
So, I hope it gets up, huh?
Yes, it's getting some contribution to our project.
Your turn?
So, let's see, which animal has not been drawn yet? So you've all drawn land animals, so why not draw animals in the water?
Okay, in the water.
I don't know what that is. It's a bit hard to guess.
Yeah.
So,
put it colors, maybe it would help.
Yeah.
Yes.
The cat is going to eat the fish? Or
with
the
different pen widths.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, it's a shark,
yeah. Oh, it's a shark, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Good idea.
Oh, it's a baby shark, it looks to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to eat the cat rather than the cat eating the fish. Yeah.
No, the swordfish?
You have some in Australia, right?
Swordfish?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Maybe. I know the same one.
So I don't know if we need to spend time on that, actually.
We should go for the next one.
Well,
the
this tool seems to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's continue to,
wow,
to the real stuff. Our project finance thing. When you are going to design, we must keep in mind that the selling price of the project will be about 25 euros. So when I'm designing a project, I also look at you, Lyle.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, people want to get the feeling this is a 25 euro project.
Per remote control. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Per project.
Yes. Okay. More interesting for our company, of course, profit aim, about 50 million euro. So, we have to sell quite a lot of this things. We will try to get at the international market, so it will be, I think, mainly Europe and Northern America, maybe some Asian countries. Also, it's important for all is the product production cost. We have maximal 12
so it's
50 cents.
Half of the selling price, if I am good in mathematics.
Yes. I mean, we still have to make our profit. Huh?
Of
we
course,
have to sell at least
you
4 million to
pay.
we have to sell at least 4 million to make our own profit.
Oh, yeah, very good in mathematics.
Yes,
4 million.
So,
yeah.
Well, I think when we are working on the international markets, in principle, it has enough customers. So, when we have a good product, we could meet this aim, I think. So that about the finance. And now let's have some discussion about what is a good remote control. And well, keep in mind this first point, it has to be original, it has to be trendy, it has to be user friendly. Maybe someone can mention some additional prerequisites for a good remote control.
Of course, it should have an on-off button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, it should have the expected functionality of a remote control.
Yes, and it depends what application you're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
You might need.
We're thinking television.
We are targeting the television instead, so you need to recall the channel.
Yeah.
You need to browse the channels in upward.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, that's very handy. I always miss it, and also from remote controls that you can go channel up or down instead of retyping the number, especially when you have a lot of channels.
And just before starting the detailed discussion, maybe you are the marketing guy? Or
I'm not.
Marketing.
So you're in marketing,
yeah.
And you are in user interface design.
Yeah.
Just I wanted to be sure. And
sure.
I'm the industrial designer.
Mm.
Yes.
Because I don't know you very well, actually.
I'm Matthew.
Okay. Mine. Happy to meet you. Okay.
And
so,
and I'm not.
Matthew. Yeah. I think you know me, yeah?
Just on your web page, but yeah, not face to face. So,
I have some other very important things to specify in this first phase of the project. So, the browse function, as you.
Yeah.
You need the usual ones, right? The changing the volume, changing the channel, and then today we have the teletext and all those things. Tomorrow you might have some more functions which can come through that.
Like
so
what? Like internet on the
IPO. Now we are looking for television things or IP, for example. Personal video recorder and all those stuffs are coming up.
But we can't really design for something that hasn't been invented yet.
It's coming up, actually. The personal video recorder and all those things.
Well, I think...
You two should think
this over, especially what functionality?
Of course, and first, before designing the thinking about the functionalities, we need to know what are the user requirements.
Mm. Yeah.
And
mm.
then,
yeah.
if they need internet, then we would be able to propose something with TV over IP.
But
before.
90% of the time, 99% of the time, people will be using the main functions, the volume, the different channels, so. We can have all the fancy things as well, but the main controls need to be very obvious and very easy to use.
Mm. Keep in mind, it is a €25 unit, so the very fancy stuff, we can leave it out, I think. So €25, you expect a quite, well, normal, but good functioning, user-friendly remote control.
In that case, you can always hook up with someone who is providing that, and you sell their product as well as your product with them, you know.
Yeah, but we want to design a new one.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah, I understand. So we need some numbering buttons, some teletext things, and then.
The main is.
Yes, but about the buttons, buttons that will be on it. I think we can discuss that in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I would like to get this wrapped up and go to the end of this meeting.
Okay.
So
okay, we are all good.
So you know now the basic things.
Yeah.
Mm.
And well, just for the next meeting, you will work on a design, keep it general. I mean, so we will be still flexible with maybe adding some functions.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be working on technical function design. So
yeah, sure.
And when you think about requirements. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Does it need internet, or do we stay at basic, basic television interface? So, I think we should now all go work at this, and you will be informed via email and kind of communication.
Yeah. Okay.
So next meeting will be in 30 minutes. So keep in mind.
it's not.
I can't turn the power off for that stuff.